Okay, so sometimes women will test you because they want to see how you're going to respond. They want to see if you will respond positively or if you're going to be all butthurt. The idea here is to be unaffected. Examples of shit tests that women might send are you gay? I have a boyfriend. I want you to take me somewhere really nice. I want you to buy me drinks tonight. Something like that. So here's a couple ways of responding. LOL, you're cracking me up right now. So the idea is that you're unaffected. You're just taking it as a joke. Another one, you're too adorable. What are we going to do with you? Next, I don't know who your last boyfriend was, but he didn't spank you enough. Next, 2 billion years of evolution, and that's the best you can come up with. Next, well, you're still my favorite little brat. Well, at least in the top five. And last one, that's minus 2 cool points. Okay, so if she doesn't answer back, or she hasn't been answering back lately, as a general rule, you want to wait a day, then text her again. If she doesn't respond to that, wait 2 days, then try again. If still no response, wait 3 days, and so forth. Now, after that, you can text her something like this. You can assume that it was you that didn't respond back to her, and you send something like, sorry, I forgot to get back to you. I was whatever, something high value. I just got back from an amazing trip in Europe. Sorry I didn't get back to you. Next, you failed the text message reflex test. Next, you are the worst texter back ever. I'm putting you on text probation. And those are both, both of those were created by Sin. It's no surprise that women will sometimes flake on you. So sometimes they're just testing you to see if you're going to freak out and get all mad. Sometimes it's legit. Something comes up in life. But if you respond all negatively and act like you're unaffected, then she's probably not going to go on a date with you. So you want to be that guy that has many options. And if a girl flakes on you, it's no big deal. So here's some examples of what you can text her if she flakes. You could say, no biggie, thanks for letting me know. I can take someone else. This is if she cancels on you. Another one, if she cancels, no biggie, I'll wait to see how you make it up to me before I pass judgment. That one can come off as harsh, so be careful. That's minus 5 cool points. And as a bonus, you could say, I got this from Vince Kelvin of Seduction Coaching. You could say, what? I canceled my appointment with my meeting with Angelina Jolie for you. ... Just kidding. So you show that, you make it kind of funny and show that, hey, it's no big deal. Next, let's talk about numbers that have gone cold. So these are phone numbers that maybe you haven't talked to the girl in months or even years. It's a good idea to keep every number that you get because you can always try to reinitiate the contact in the future. These texts are used as a last-ditch effort for numbers where the communication just died or the woman hasn't been responding, or maybe you were busy and you lost interest, but you just want to try one last time. Hey, just been sorting out my phone book and found that I have 3, whatever her name is. Which one are you? The crazy one, the hot one, or the shy, suggestive one? And this also shows that you have a lot of women in your life and creates a little bit of... could create a little bit of jealousy. Next, I just met your twin. Next, these are actually meant to be like you send it to the wrong person. So here it is. Yeah, it's big. Hey, and put the wrong name. So let's say her name is Jennifer. Hey, Jenna, come over. The key is in the normal spot. Just wake me up when you get here. Now, you want to send this during the booty call hour, which is about 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. So it shows that you're sexually desirable by other women. Hey, I found your shirt that you left here. Couple more. You were in my dream last night. Weird. Oh my God, just saw the craziest thing. Totally reminded me of you. This one's a little bit cocky funny. Wanted to touch bases in case you got rich. Next, oh my god, I just came home to my house to discover an infestation of Smurfs. What should I do? So basically, anything super random will work. All right, that's it. If you guys have any questions, email me at info@theattractiveman.com. Also, send me an email to schedule your free 30-minute one-on-one phone or Skype session. You can get all your questions answered about texting and calling women. We can also talk about any other sticking point you have. We can talk about day game, night game, online game, whatever it is, inner game. All right, good luck, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.